The Gospel according to St. Luke is very imaginative. Some say that Luke was a painter, and if that is true, then there's no wonder that he paints such wonderful, intriguing verbal pictures. There are parables in St. Luke's Gospel that are found nowhere else, and this is one of them, as is the parable of the prodigal son, as is the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. This parable of the Good Samaritan has captured the imagination of believing people from the very beginning of the Christian era. In those early centuries of the life of the church, there were teachers who saw in this parable of the Good Samaritan a story about all of us and about human history. They said that the road between Jerusalem and Jericho symbolized human history, symbolized human beings' walk along the eras of history, and then suggested that the person at the side of the road, the person who is beat up and stripped and left for dead, this person has no name. Unlike the other characters, we're not told what this person did for a living, nor were we ever told where the person came from, what the person's nationality was. The person, in a sense, represents all people. The person, in a sense, represents the human family. And the person represents a family, a human condition that is wounded, that is alienated from God and alienated from the rest of creation. That person at the side of the road represents human beings who throughout the ages have been oppressed and trodden under. Human beings who have suffered deeply. And then those same writers suggest that the image of the Good Samaritan is really the image of Jesus. We're told that the Good Samaritan sees the person at the side of the road and is filled with compassion. Now, compassion is a very, very important word in the Scriptures, both in the Old and the New Testament. Compassion doesn't merely mean to feel sorry for someone. It's much deeper. The image is the image of a woman carrying a child in her womb. The child in the womb is totally dependent on the mother. The child is nurtured and grows and is fed because of the mother. The child is safe, protected. The child is secure. And the child identifies intimately with this mother. And the mother is totally consumed by the child. There is not one moment that she is unaware of that child. She is attentive to every movement of that child. That there is something that is visceral. There is something that is so deep within her. This is not a thing of the head. This is a thing of the guts. This is a thing of the heart. Well, that image of pregnancy, really that image of the womb, is the image that is evoked in the Hebrew word for compassion. And so when the scripture says that the Good Samaritan noticed the man at the side of the road and he was filled with compassion, it means that there was this deep, visceral draw to that man. Now remember, these writers are saying that this Good Samaritan represents Jesus. And the human beings on the side of the road, that human being represents humanity. Alienated from God and alienated from other human beings. Separated, disjointed. And that God so deeply desires union with the creature, that God is so overcome with a desire to draw close to the creature. The image here is the maternal face of God. It's the feminine image of God. That God as mother is so deeply drawn to the creature that God can't stay away. And so Jesus is the human face of that God. In Jesus, the compassion of that God is revealed. And so the Samaritan goes over and lifts the person up, binds up the wounds, heals the individual, carries the individual off to the inn, and there cares for that person. Images of God's compassionate love for human beings. The priest and the Levite, these same authors say, are symbols of religion. They're symbols of culture. They're symbols or they're representations of social structures. And part of the message of the parable is that religion by itself or culture by itself or social structures by itself will not meet the needs, the healing needs of humanity. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with any of that. It just doesn't ultimately meet the need. And what does meet the need is nothing other than the love of God. So those early writers say that that parable of Luke is, if you will, a snapshot of the human condition and human history and the place of Jesus Christ as central in the story of creation. Now the authors go on to say that every single one of us and every single human being is represented by the person at the side of the road. That every single one of us bears within ourselves some wounding. Every single one of us experiences a distance from God at times. Every single one of us knows alienation from one's neighbor. Every single human being hungers for a healing. And all of humanity, the whole human race, hungers for that healing. And so the person at the side of the road represents all of us. But also the authors say, the Good Samaritan represents us as well. For you and I, as believers, as disciples, are called to be the human face of God. We are the mystical body of Christ. We continue in time and in space that mission that Jesus Christ embraced in being the kingdom of God physically present in a world. That role is now entrusted to us, to the disciples, to the baptized, to carry that out. We as a community seek to do that. We say that our mission is that we exist as a visible expression of God's love. The visible part is very important. That our job as a community, as a parish, as believers, is to be a visible, tangible face of God in the world in which we live. But how do we do that? And that's really where the parable comes in. The parable says that we do that by growing within ourselves that compassion, that sense of identity with the other, that connectedness with other human beings, with all human beings, that visceral sense of we are together, so that no one is outside of the compassion that we are called to show. So I would suggest that in addition to that mission, which we find written on the face of the parish bulletin, on the face of stationery, all over the place, St. Matthew's exists in the world as a visible expression of God's love. That in addition to that, we say of ourselves that the way we do that here, is that we seek to be the Good Samaritan on the banks of the Mississippi River.